So the Corruption Perceptions Index came out today. So first of all, I'm curious, how is it calculated? Because I would have thought that corruption by its very nature is something that usually happens secretly behind closed doors. So how do you get the data from all these different countries in order to be able to calculate it?
You are right. Corruption, in order to be successful, has to remain hidden. Thus, it is impossible to measure it. That's why Transparency International developed CPI Corruption Perception Index, as it aims to score and rank countries and some territories based on how corrupt a country's public sector is perceived to be by experts, academics, journalists, business executives, and so on. It is a composite index, a combination of 13 surveys and assessments of corruption collected by a variety of reputable international institutions such as World Bank, Freedom House, and others.
So how did Czechia perform this year in the index compared to previous years?
The Czech Republic scored 57 points out of 100, which is 1 point more than last year. In terms of ranking, it remains the same, which is 41st position out of 180 countries and territories which are in the research.
And how's it doing compared to its neighbors, especially the other Visegrad countries?
Well, out of V4 countries, we have the best scorer, as the both Slovakia and Poland scored 54 points, and Hungary received 42 points, which is the worst scorer among EU countries. Austria received 71 points and ranks 20th. And last but not least, Germany scored 78 points with ranks 9th. To add, the average score of EU countries is 64, which is 7 points more than Czech Republic has. So there's definitely room for improvement.
Okay, so just to be clear, a higher score on the index means less corruption or less perception of corruption.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So which areas does Czechia fall down in most when it comes to safeguarding against corruption? Or to put it another way, where does it have the most room for improvement?
As the score of Czech Republic is far from ideal, the room for improvement is in almost all aspects of corruption within public sector. But to do this, there has to be strong political will to do something with corruption. This will can be quite easily embodied in robust and ambitious government anti-corruption strategy. And that is something we are missing in Czech Republic for a very long time, and it's perfect point to start with doing something with corruption in Czech Republic.
And why do you think that hasn't happened so far? Like, I'm surprised that with the coalition government, for example, wouldn't have done that, I guess, to mark them as different from their predecessor.
Well, that's a quite good question for the politicians. we see a strong, I would say, unwill to do something with the either missing anti-corruption laws, such as any regulation on lobbying. There's still some quite weak points in terms of conflict of interest. The will to, I would say, patch these holes is or remains just little, and I don't know how the politicians want to in next political campaign to tackle this issue, and how they want to explain to the broad public that their, let's say, proclamations during last parliamentary elections was just proclamations without any effective measures taking place.